I'm just a ways from the food court, the fountains off to my left. As soon as I get to the glass-covered walkway, the sound begins. It's activated by my feet because there are sensors on the ground. Artist Rob Koons came up with the idea for this sound installation when he was working nearby at the Pacific Science Center. He says he'd walk through here every day and was taken by the glass structure overhead and the fact that he could get from one end to the other in exactly 45 seconds.
And it just struck me as like, hey, this is a really nice little sort of self-contained short experience.
So he took his collection of field recordings he'd made from around the world and started mixing bits together into 45-second tracks that could play in a loop over mounted speakers on the walkway. He chose sounds both familiar and obscure.
The waters pouring out over the land.
Now, he was working on the piece before coronavirus, but once it hit, he started adding more of the sounds that have been missing from our lives lately.
You know, playgrounds, soccer matches, swimming pools, you know. There's recordings of bowling alleys.
You hear parts of a Serbian music festival Koons recorded years ago. A nod to the fact that summer festivals here have been canceled. The layering of sounds can be a bit disorienting. And there are a lot of other things going on around the space.
You've got the fountain, you've got Key Arena under construction. So you don't know, am I hearing it from your production or am I hearing it from somewhere outside of it?
Right. I strive to kind of make my work, not subliminal, but sort of in a way that you're like, wait a second, what am I hearing right now? So that actually does open up your ears, and you engage in, you know, what I like to call active listening, not just passive. Right now you can hear sounds of, I think this is Roller Coaster.
Well, it's interesting because I'm hearing that and I'm thinking, oh, there must be kids over there.
That's kind of the idea, is to kind of, you know, play with people's heads a little bit, you know? It's fun.
And Koons says creating a piece you hear over speakers in a public space is better, in his view, than something made to be listened to through earbuds.
Having isolated listening experiences and everybody, you know, kind of atomized, is social distancing. That is socially distancing yourself from your fellow people.
He says this is something everybody hears as they walk through, and it just feels more democratic. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.